Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Ever walked into work feeling like you're already swimming upstream? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your to-do list stretches longer than a CVS receipt, and your boss has this look in their eye like they expect you to juggle chainsaws while reciting Shakespeare? Yep, I've been there. But today, we're tackling something crucial. Setting healthy expectations in the workplace. Because let's be real, work-life balance is more of a tightrope walk these days than a leisurely stroll in the park. This isn't about becoming a robot who only cares about spreadsheets and deadlines, though those can be pretty satisfying sometimes. It's about recognizing your worth, understanding your limits, and creating a workplace environment that respects both your professional goals and your personal well-being. First things first, let's ditch the always-on mentality. Remember, you are not a phone that needs to be constantly plugged in and buzzing. You deserve breaks, downtime, and time to recharge. Think of it like this. If your favorite marathon runner kept sprinting without stopping, they'd eventually burn out. The same goes for us. We need those refueling moments, whether it's a quick walk around the block, a cup of coffee with a friend, or simply taking 5 minutes to just breathe and collect ourselves. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. I know, saying no can feel like climbing Mount Everest in stilettos, but trust me, it's essential. You don't have to be a superhero who tackles every request thrown your way. Prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and remember that it's okay to decline something if it stretches you too thin or doesn't align with your goals. Another key player is communication, clear, honest, and direct communication. Talk to your boss about your workload, deadlines, and any potential challenges you're facing. Don't be afraid to ask for help or clarification when you need it. Remember, a good manager wants to see their team succeed, not drown in a sea of unmanageable tasks. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries, both physical and emotional. This means having dedicated work hours, sticking to those as much as possible, and minimizing distractions during that time. It also means being mindful of your emotional energy and taking steps to protect it. Don't be afraid to step away from a stressful situation, take a few deep breaths, or engage in activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. And finally, remember to celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you successfully complete a challenging project? Nailed that presentation? Take a moment to acknowledge your achievements and give yourself some well-deserved credit. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of work life, but taking time to appreciate your accomplishments will keep you motivated and remind you of how far you've come. Let me tell you about a friend who used to be constantly stressed out at her job. She was always saying yes to extra tasks, working late nights, and checking emails on the weekend. It eventually took a toll on her health and well-being. But then, she decided to start setting boundaries. She started saying no to projects that weren't essential, leaving work at a reasonable hour, and prioritizing activities that brought her joy outside of work. The result? She felt less stressed, more productive, and happier overall. So remember, you deserve a workplace where your well-being is valued. By setting healthy expectations, communicating effectively, and taking care of yourself, you can create a work environment that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with tips and tricks for protecting your peace. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder about the power of boundaries. And until next time, remember to stay grounded, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.